listening to the 2-Minute Time Warp, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and this is 2MTL 230, reviewing Torchwood Miracle Day, Episode 7, Immortal Sins. Okay, this episode was the best received episode of Miracle Day by far, at least judging from the social media I've seen, and I've spent the last week or so trying to figure out why. I don't know. I know that I was completely on board with that reaction. My wife and I were dumbfounded, elated, and had an unnatural craving for cigarettes after watching this one, and we don't smoke. What was the difference? Well, part of it had to have been more John Barrowman, effective John Barrowman. He's given a meaty role in this one, which seems to me appropriate. He's been essentially a plot point, an element of the puzzle for the previous 6 episodes, and I feel like things are going to balance out and he'll be more important in the future episodes as well as this one. There was a very effective self-contained A story to this one, in addition to the B story that was advancing the Miracle Day plot. Such delightful atmospheric direction by Gwyneth Horder Payton, who made 20s New York believable, and also took the perhaps unintended religious allegories from Jane Espenson's script and just ran with them. I mean, a character named Angelo, come on. Magnificent chemistry between John Barrowman and Eve Miles. I love seeing characters that need something from each other, need something for themselves, or put in conflict from that and just leave it all on the table like that. You get the sense that they're willing to forgive or forget, but not both at the end. I thought that was fascinating. And, of course, the thrilling rescue at the end. But I can't put my finger on a single reason why this episode struck such a chord with me on its own merits. I keep coming back to the connection to the rest of the Doctor Who universe, the obvious sci-fi elements, the Trickster's Brigade reference, the feeling that, aha, all of a sudden, not only am I watching this show, but I'm also at home in this big universe that I recognize and love so much. What I'm really dying to know is what the people who don't know the first thing about Torchwood or the Doctor Who universe, the audience that Stars clearly hopes to get but may not have gotten, what they think of all of this. As it is, Immortal Sins is clearly the best episode of the series so far, with emotional arcs and wonderful dialogue and everything that I want in a story. And yet, I almost can't see it because I'm so happy for the Doctor Who connections. And that's 2MTL 230. Hey, Doctor Who's coming back. There are going to be several episodes of 2MTL happening right on each other's heels in the next few days. I hope you'll stick around. Find more episodes at twominutetimelord.com and look for me on Facebook and the Twitters. Catch you soon.